Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is described as taking oath of allegiance from women. And this word maruf is used there. That the women should take an oath of allegiance. That whatever Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells them, belonging to maruf, they will follow. Is there a possibility? No. The Holy Quran tells us. I'm talking of the Holy Quran. When the Holy Quran uses this phrase maruf, it should be translated in that context. Maruf faisla is an extension of the authority, not a limitation of the authority. This is the point which is missed by people. The injunctions of the Holy Quran and are very clear. So, whoever believes in Islam must obey the injunctions of the Holy Quran. But Maruf tells you that even if you don't know positively this is an injunction of the Holy Quran, if the Khalifa tells you and your nature agrees to the fact that it has no shadow whatsoever of falling out of the injunctions of the Holy Quran, being against the injunctions of the Holy Quran, that is what is called maruf. So not only the clear-cut orders of the Holy Quran, but all the good things which even have not been mentioned in the Holy Quran, if you are ordered on these things which are good, you must obey. So that broadens the field of obedience rather than narrows down.